Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Mr. Kim Manning in the studio. Hello.
Morning, Scudder. How are you, man?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, I'm very excited to announce that the SA Carp Frenzy is happening this year. You know, it's the last year especially was the year of cancelling and postponing things, but finally we can say events are happening again, and this one's a big one.
Yeah, we just snuck in last year before the proverbial hit the fan. and probably up to maybe a couple of months ago, we still weren't 100% sure that we were going ahead. But yeah. It's 100% going ahead. Good. It's actually going to be held outside of the footy club, the presentation. So we're doing a road closure. The footy club entry will be the stage, and everyone will be sitting out on a road, maybe under umbrellas and tables. We'll try and we're not sure yet. We've got a sponsor that might put a gazebo, a big marquee up for us. Yeah. So we'll see how we go.
Well, this one's a big one too, because it's Barmara's centenary.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you very much. Where's the cake?
Yeah, that's it. There's a lot of candles.
Yeah, so we're going from the normal prize, a cash prize of $1,500. We're going to $5,000 just for the centenary. So there'll be $3,000 will be first prize, and then there'll be a $15,000 for second and $500 for third.
Wow.
So that's just for, you know, a dirty old carp. And anyone can win that, I might say. So with your registration, you get a draw in that money.
Yeah,
all the other prizes, it depends on how many carp you catch, how many tickets you get. But the money, you go in the draw with your wristband. Everyone gets a wristband. So that money is just a random prize.
So what you're saying is we don't actually need to be that good at fishing.
We've had somebody actually won it a couple of years ago without catching a fish.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's what can happen.
Well, there's a hope for people like me, yeah, because I have caught fish in the Murray and they've only ever been carp. I think I might have a run in this horse in this race.
It's actually a fun day, you know, and if you don't catch anything, there's people that are walking around that are dressed up. They come in a fancy dress, so we have a fancy dress competition as well for kids and adults. It's we try and make it not too serious.
Yeah.
There's a few weird contraptions that people fish out of. As one guy brings up from Adelaide his paddle boat. There's another guy that has set up a big scaffold out in the lake. He's a scaffolding contractor from Adelaide. Last year I saw a guy fishing out of a hammock. Three girls were on two ladders and a plank. They sat on a plank about 50 metres out in the water. The top of the ladder hanging out.
Now, obviously, you're giving away a lot of money this year. You know, that'll come out of the registration fees and stuff. But where does all of the rest of the money go?
Yeah, so it started off. Matt Littledyke and I pulled this together, and we've got Phil Turpin and Dick Turpin, his wife Julie, Dave Waterman, Peter Schramm. That's about it for us. We do have the odd helper on the day, but that's the group. Since about 2013, I think, when we started, 12 or 13, we've raised about $70,000.
Wow.
We actually built the first 35 fish hotels and put in Lake Bonney, and they were the first ever, native fish habitat that are put in South Australia, either the Murray or the lake. That's the first thing that's ever happened in South Australia, and that sort of inspired me to do bigger and better things with that. So I carried on. We've replaced $2,000 worth of costumes for the youth theatre. We gave the yacht club $4,000. We've given a couple of families a few thousand dollars that have had a bit of a rough trot around the place. We've put exercise machines on the lakefront. It's a bike stand with a pump and all the tools to change a flat tire. They're all on a stainless steel.
That was all from the Carp Frenzy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So people don't know that we've done all this stuff.
No.
We don't keep a cracker, actually.
Wow. Yeah. It really is giving back to the community.
It
in
is.
Every
we
sense
we
of the
sponsored
word.
A South Australian tourism meeting at the Barmer Footy Club a few years ago. We were one of the major sponsors for that.
Wow.
But anything that's sort of going around town that often the council can't fund, we might have a few grand that we can throw at it, yeah.
Wow. So if people want to register, can they do so now?
Well, we've got big exciting news. We've got a lady from Adelaide that's helped us the last couple of years, and she's actually made us go digital. Awesome. Now you can actually go on the Carp Frenzy Facebook page and download your own registration form.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm on here now. I've actually got one here. Registration form.
Yeah.
There we go. Bang.
It's always been cash in hand, because the first few years we tried to do early registrations and we found it was a bit of a mix up and muddle, and some people reckon they'd registered and we didn't know whether we were getting taken for a ride or not, so we just made it cash on the day.
Yeah.
But this year we're going electronic.
Whoa. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we got an FPOS machine.
Awesome. Moving up in the world. Yeah, well, yep. I've got this registration form, so I'll definitely put my name in the hat and go and catch some carp with you.
Yep. But one thing, you have to be there on the day with your registration wristband on.
Yep.
No wristband, no prize.
No prize.
Yep.
No $3,000.
And one wristband per person. You can't come here with 10 wristbands on your arm from everybody else at your camp,
because yes.
You know, they don't feel like coming. So you have to have your wristband on, and we're going to stick to that and be pretty strict on that this year, because we had a bit of fireworks last year or the year before.
Well, it sounds like a great fun day out for the whole family, really. It's Saturday, 13th of March. Can't wait to get out there. Thanks so much.
Thank you, mate.